Yeah. This your boy Low Key Country. Candleline Music. Hey. Let's get it.
Let go.
Country leaving.
Country.
Carolina sky. Say you had to get out there. Let's take a ride. When I want peace, I leave the city street. Hey, you're about to see the countryside. Headed down the county line.
Returned. You know
yes,
what?
Sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Low Key Country, everyone. He is back with new music. Phone lines are open. If anyone wants to call in and give Low Key Country a shout out or ask him any questions, the show starts now. I am your host with the most, Lady Diva, here on air. All right. Where are you calling from, Low Key?
Yes, Lady Diva, thanks for having me again. Pleasure to be back on your show, and I appreciate all the support that you've given me. I'm going to start off by saying that part. I'm actually calling out of North Carolina.
All right, NC fans, come on in. That song I just played, County Line, what's the story behind that? And also, just to let everyone know, that is a new single as well. Of Low Key Country.
Right ahead.
Yes. Tell us, what's the story with that track that right there?
Yeah, so I'm actually, like I said, I'm from Carolina. We have 100 counties, actually, in the state. And where I live, where I was born and raised, is right on the line of five different counties. And it's actually a is actually a baseball team called the Carolina Mudcats, and they have a stadium called Five County Stadium. And like I said, I stay right on that line. So that really was a salute to me being from the country and then me also being relative to those five counties and the surrounding counties outside of those as well. So
wow.
For me, it's just really a connection to my home, to my towns, and to my state. And like I said, even if you're not from North Carolina, you know, everybody is from a county. And so you can just kind of rep your own county and everything like that with that good time, good feeling music.
Well, I'm pretty much country myself. I am in Vanderburgh County. You're in
Evansville,
Indiana.
Stand up.
Yeah,
nothing wrong.
Thank you. I love it. I love
nothing wrong with
it. So, mention this, that you're on my show last year in 2020. And if anyone wants to check out that link, it's still active. Go ahead and check it out. Go right ahead and introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there, Low Key Country. What would you tell them about yourself?
Yeah, so like Lady Diva said, my name is Low Key Country. I'm a Carolina artist. I'm a Southern soul artist out of Carolina, actually. But a little bit about me, I just, like I said, grew up in the country listening to good down-home music, Southern soul, blues music, quartet, gospel music growing up. And I've always been interested in music, was a musician, still am a musician, actually. I play the drums. And really what I want to do is just bring good music to people's ears. And it comes with that down-home feeling, that Southern soul, collard greens, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, you know, just cookout, feel-good, family-oriented music. And if you're listening as a curious listener, as the Lady Diva said, then please check me out, and hopefully you'll feel that same vibe that I'm trying to push out to you guys.
All right. Thank you for that information. That's what's up. So we're going to go into the show and mention your other new singles, Finders Keeper and also Trail Ride. You have three new singles here. So what's the story with Finders Keeper and Trail Ride?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of interesting. I know where everybody is post-COVID, but last year around early 2020, I was looking to actually really catapult my my music with those songs from the last time we talked.
Okay.
But with everything shutting down so drastically how it did, I wasn't able to actually push those songs in shows and different venues and different things like that. And so while, I guess, waiting for things to open back up, I knew I had to reassert myself. And so I came out with new songs, including County Line that you played earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Finders Keeper and Trail Ride. And so the story behind Finders Keepers is actually, it's a song that I've actually wrote probably 2 years ago. And it's basically a storytelling song. I mean, unfortunately, there's people who get cheated on and people who cheat in relationships and everything. So that just kind of stems from a relative part like that. But as far as just the inspiration behind it, I'm really just trying to give a voice to people's situations. So like I said, with the cheating and the sneaking around and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
we're really just trying to express how that seems on both perspectives. And I was blessed to be able to work with Krishanda Echoes, a great artist out of Mississippi, and she was able to actually give the woman's perspective on that song. And I mean, I wrote the whole song, but again, just having that female voice just really elevated the song to a whole nother level. And with Trail Ride, I think that song really stemmed from a real life experience, because I've never actually been to, I've been to a trail ride now, but at the time when I wrote the song, I'd never been to a trail ride. I kind of just saw the trail rides on, you know, social media and saw how big of a community that was and how lit it was out there, really, to be honest with you. And you know, I was imagining if I went out there how things would be. And so, you know, me writing that song was kind of taking just one aspect of the trail ride, which are meeting people and specifically meeting a girl. And so I chose that concept to really write about as a trail ride person could relate to, because I'm talking about things that they're familiar with and that I've experienced most recently going to Texas, that I've experienced as well. So, I mean, it's really, again, just trying to be related to the people in the communities that are listening to my music.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for that input on both of those tracks. We're going to stop talking, and I'm going to play some music. Here is Finders Keepers and Trail Ride. You stay in that hot seat, Low Key Country. We'll be right back.
All right. Will do.
Yeah. Low Key Country. County Line Music. Yo, this song right here is for the player and playette. Out here creeping. Out here sneaking. Y'all know who we are. Lego. Yeah. Be careful what you do, cause you know we can come back to you. I had a girl, she loved me good. She'd do anything for me, yeah, I swear she would. But I didn't treat her right. I didn't come home at night. Thought I was okay.
Saturday,
I met a girl at a trail ride.
Pretty young thing, exotic swing. She ain't new to it, true to it. Do this all day, yeah.
Bottle of whiskey, or a cup of shine.
Whatever it is, you try to have a good time.
Yeah, it was all love,
but I didn't get a name.
But whoever she was, she got it straight out the
mud. She riding horses in them dirt bikes,
her cowboy hat and her high boots on.
Steppers all night.
The county line got her in her zone.
Yeah, she ride for Willis
full throttle.
She looking good with them
Daisy Dukes on.
Daisy drink a lick right out the bottle. Tennessee whiskey is her favorite song.
I met a girl at a trail ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met a girl at a trail ride.
She had them skin tight. You know what I mean.
I met a girl at a trail ride.
She was showing up country girl.
Yeah, I met a girl at a trail ride.
Whoever she was, she got it straight out the mud.
She
went through and looking good like the rest of them. But the way that she moves, she's the best of them.
She rockin' right, hit the slide on the dance floor.
She looking fly as hell.
Some information on where they can find those all new singles at, your social media info and where they are streaming at online everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Those who are looking for that good County Line music, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram. I have a TikTok as well that's showing that new County Line slide, so definitely check that out. And if you feed up to it, please try it out. You know, Brenda, I want to see your TikTok too with it.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm also streaming on all major platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all Apple Music, YouTube, anywhere where music is streamed, you pretty much find me. You type in my name, that's L-O-K-E-Y, country with a K. Again, it's L-O-K-E-Y, country with a K. And if you're looking for me, I promise you you'll find me, and hopefully you'll find something that you like.
All right. Thank you for that info. So let me ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you wish all your fans, followers, and even curious listeners to get out of your new single?
Yeah. For me, it's always about telling a good story, being relatable. You know, and for me, my biggest desire is for people to find comfort in my music for whatever the situation is, whether it's meeting a girl for the first time at an event or a trail ride or dealing with heartbreak and heartache, dealing with somebody who's cheating, or if you're the cheater, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of learn a lesson, because in Finders Keeper, as you just heard, you know, the woman was actually the one that won in the end, and that's typically how it goes, right? But
yeah.
But for the most part, I just want people to hear my music and be able to relate to it and let it sit down in your musical soul a little bit longer than anything else, you know?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that. So will you be doing any other music projects later in the future you want to tease and let us know about?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And another song that's not shared right now, I actually got a record out with Jay Tutter, Trail Ride Juggernaut right now. You check him out, too. That's J-A-Y-T-U-T-T-A. He's an awesome artist, man, good brother of mine. And we worked on a track. It's called Rolling Wine, and we're looking to actually do some more music really soon. And as an independent artist myself, I definitely have new music coming out. I'm actually going to be in the studio, I think, next week looking to craft out a feature and a new single as well. So I'm always working, always writing, and always willing to put that good music out for those folks.
All right. Thank you for that information. And hopefully
Absolutely.
You will come back and introduce me to your other colleagues that you're collaborating with. And also I'll play both of y'all's music on my platform. Any future music events you got scheduled coming up you want to let us know about?
Yeah, so actually starting next week, there is there's an opportunity out here in Raleigh, North Carolina. On the weekend, it's a 50-year-old birthday bash that I've been asked to perform at. And basically, it's not just for one 50-year-old. It's pretty much anybody who's 50. And you don't even actually have to have a birthday or be 50. You just want to come out and hear good music.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. Hopefully with a DJ, a family friend of mine. And then I have some other stuff coming down the pipeline towards the end. Hopefully we can do some fish fry kind of things and really get that music. And again, it's with the COVID thing, you know. Everything kind of ramping back up, some dates are becoming a little tentative, with everything health-wise and everything like that. But
yeah.
I'm still available. I'm still definitely optimistic about doing future shows coming up real soon. So very exciting time for me and very blessed to have those opportunities.
And I'm quite sure you will update your events on your social media and you're on Facebook and IG, correct? And TikTok.
Right. And TikTok. Right. And TikTok as well. So, yeah, we're trying to do a little campaign with TikTok, again, with the County Line Slide. And the County Line Slide is up there. So, like I said, definitely check that out and definitely get your feet ready. And it's a good little exercise too, Brenda, Lady Diva, if you want to check that out. So, please check that out.
I will. I sure will, because I love doing line dances. So thank you for that. Thank you for all that information. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely persons that have supported you in the making of your creation on all your singles. Who are they?
Yeah. First off, I definitely want to thank my producer, Jimmy Brown out of Raleigh, and just saying his name out loud, it sounds like that's going to be somebody who's country and can get the beat right, you know what I mean? But but definitely big shout outs to Jimmy. He's a great guy, great producer, and he's been a great friend and a partner in making this music. Also, I want to shout out to my management team, Michael Ellison. He's my booking manager and main manager and everything, and then also, my other manager, Maylene Hedgepath, she's awesome. She's an awesome person and awesome person to work with as well. She really pushes my music and makes sure that if there's an opportunity for me to hear or to be heard, she will definitely find those opportunities and bring those things to the forefront for me.
All right, then. How about let's give everyone an applause that they will continue to support me.
Oh, yeah.
All those lovely people. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Stand on up.
So as we move along, The show and our fun is almost ending. You know you are welcome to come back on my platform with your nice country music. And
thank you, Carolyn.
You stay motivated and keep doing your thing. Don't stop. And I would like to play another track, which is Timeless, which was from last year's lineup of singles that you had out. I love that track song, Timeless. May I
Absolutely.
Get the story behind that song again? What inspired you to create it?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as being an inspiration, honestly, I really just started writing a song. It just started from one line and led to another. And as the song continued to kind of fulfill itself, I started to gain inspiration really from my parents, who actually two weekends ago just celebrated 40 years of marriage.
Wow.
To each other and everything like that. So you're talking about timeless, you're talking about love, man, that's definitely something that I can look to and I think about very very readily with when I listen to that song, because they really do mold and encapsulate what that song is all about. And that's
right.
Throughout it all, you know what I mean? You still want to have somebody who can be
yeah.
there, hold you down, and be around, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
and that's something that they've done, and that's something that I wish and hope for everybody that's listening and everybody who wants that for their lives.
All right, and thank you for that. Thank you. Any last words, encouraging words you want to give to those people that are suffering in the world today? Any words of encouragement you want to give, Loki?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. And that's and not to do a shameless plug, but that's another song that I have out. And honestly, that's probably one of my favorite songs that I have, because it speaks to the grind and the hardships of that everybody kind of goes through and everything. And it's so easy to sometimes give up on things that you want for your life and things that you want for your family. But, I mean, my encouraging words would be to hold on and continue to push, because, you know, if you give up, then the enemy wins and you're not able to accomplish those things that you do want. And a lot of times for people, the reason that they don't succeed is because their try is not there. And so to anybody, definitely try to do whatever it is, even if you're not successful. Hold on, but definitely try and definitely keep pushing for that dream that you're looking to do, because again, nobody can do it for you, and you have to be the one. And just have that encouragement, just have that courage to step out on faith and do those things.
Yes, and thank you for those encouraging words, Loki. You are so humble. What makes you so humble, huh? Is it the music industry?
Well, look, if I wasn't humble before, that definitely will. You know what I mean? Definitely will humble you. But no, I attribute, I guess, my humbleness to my upbringing. Like I said, my parents, they come from a very humble place. They really didn't have a lot of money growing up. Well, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. But what we did have an abundance of was love and support for each other. And just coming from that kind of family, that really just keeps me grounded, even now.
Yeah.
And even with my music, when shows are good, when shows are bad, and different things like that, it's always knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, there's love there. Even if you're not hearing it, even if you're not seeing it, just know that
yeah.
there's somebody out there that you can encourage, somebody out there that's listening. And you want to put the best product, and you want to give them something that they can take with them to help them in their path for what it is that they desire. So just really staying humble and being able to stay relatable to the everyman, because just like you, I mean, we have hardships and struggles as well that we all deal with. And so if we can help each other with that, then, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? So,
right.
I mean, that's really the thing that I would say that keeps me humble, is just really wanting to be relatable and knowing
yeah.
that there's a purpose for what it is that I'm here for and what it is that I'm doing with my music.
Right. And thank you so much. Wow. Those words you give, they're so humble, and I take it to heart. I appreciate you coming back on my platform. You're always welcome to come back. Everyone that's listening, go ahead and check out his singles. Go purchase all his singles. Be looking for
Absolutely.
His upcoming events, and check him out on all streams. Go to his Facebook and tell him, yay, you know, give him a shout out. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what's up. And low key, yo,
Absolutely.
Bless season. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. But let's jazz it
Thank
up.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome. Good night, everyone.
Love me. Say love me. Say love me. When I think of you, you're a dream come true. And we'll never be apart, 'cause you always have my heart. Even if I'm gone, change those times, 'cause it made you and I stronger, and the bond that we build today will stand for eternity, and the love that I have for you will only last longer, because
24 hours a minute, 24/7 ain't gonna be there. I need your love and appreciate you, girl, you know you're always on my mind, and every time you go away,
they love